This is your community radio station, 88.3 Southern FM.
Welcome to The Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. The X-15 was a set of three experimental aircraft that pioneered high-speed and high-altitude flight from 1959 through to 1968. The research data gathered by it paved the way for the Space Shuttle. Last week, the final surviving member of the band of a dozen people who piloted the X-15s through their 199 free flights died. More about him shortly. We open this evening's Space Show with Elliot Evans's Concerto for the X-15, which he composed in 1961. Tribute to the X-15 research aircraft, called Concerto for the X-15, was composed by Elliot Evans in 1961, and it actually entered the Billboard Hot 100 on 1962, February the 24th. Well, the X-15s were flown to altitudes of over 80 kilometres 13 times by 8 pilots. By United States rules, this classified the 8 pilots as astronauts. In 1963, Joseph Walker twice flew above 100 kilometres, qualifying him as an astronaut by the rules set out by the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale. Former United States astronaut and Air Force officer Joseph Henry Engel died on July the 10th at age 91. Joe Engel flew 16 X-15 flights, three of them above 50 miles whilst a United States Air Force officer. On 1965, June the 29th, he flew to an altitude of 85.5 kilometres. His second space flight on 1965, August the 10th, reached an altitude of 82.6 kilometres, and his third on 1965, October the 14th, went to 81.3 kilometres. This feature from NASA.
There were 12 in all. Men like Bill Dana, Milt Thompson, Pete Knight, John McKay, Joe Engel, and Bob Rushworth. They shared a common occupation, test pilot. For 9 years, these pilots flew the rocket-powered X-15 research airplane. 199 flights were made, many along the fringes of space. NASA astronaut Joe Engel, who piloted the X-15 16 times, talked about the super-fast rocket plane.
The wings, of course, are very small. At the high velocities and high speeds that are obtained, you don't need a lot of lifting surface. And so lifting surface wings generally mean drag, and the desire was to keep the drag as low as possible. The airplane was made out of Inconel X steel. The skin was Inconel steel, which was a material that would resist heat up to about 1,200 degrees. That, incidentally, was the temperatures that the airplane had to accept at Mach 6, the aerodynamic heating at 4,000 miles an hour. Got up to 1,200 degrees. Aluminum is not able to withstand those temperatures and retain any kind of strength. So the skin of the airplane had to be steel instead of aluminum. In subsequent flights, when the airplane went even faster, even the Inconel steel had to be coated with a protective material to keep the temperatures, the surface temperature, from getting to the skin and getting hotter than what even the Inconel X could withstand. The most prominent feature probably from where we're standing is the rocket engine on the back end. It was a 60,000-pound thrust engine, liquid-propelled. All the propellant was carried in the fuselage, and looking at the airplane from this angle, you can see the bubble, the cockpit bubble up toward the front end of the airplane. Just about the entire fuselage aft of the cockpit was fuel tank for propellant for the rocket engine. That propellant would burn out in 88, 89 seconds.
Soon after those X-15 flights, Engel was accepted into the NASA astronaut program and began training to fly the space shuttle. In 1977, he flew the second and fourth approach and landing tests, which were a series of five free flights of the space shuttle test aircraft Enterprise that were dropped off the back of a Boeing 747 aircraft to glide down to the Edwards Air Force Base. The space shuttle program was delayed, and the first space flight did not occur until 1981 April. Joe commanded the second flight, STS-2, in November of 1981. This two-day mission was marked by greetings by the comedic group Pigs in Space. Firstly, after Joe Engel and Richard Truly had their first sleep.
And now, Pigs in Space!
Oh, Captain Hockrob!
Yes, First Mate Piggy?
It is time to contact the Columbia and speak to the astronauts.
Really and truly?
No, Engel and Truly.
Dr. Strange Park, that joke's been used before.
It doesn't matter, so has their spacecraft.
Open the communications link, will you, First Mate Piggy?
Of course, mon capitaine. This is the spaceship Swine Trek calling the Columbia.
Now introduce me, Dr. Strange Park.
Stand by for a message from our captain, Link Hogthrob.
Oh, brother.
My fellow astronauts, I send greeting to Commander Joseph Engel and Pilot Richard Truly. We are all engaged in a great adventure. We welcome you two brave pigs to outer space.
You blew it, Linky baby.
Joe, Henry, and Richard are not pigs, mon capitaine.
What?
They're human beings.
Oh, well, there goes the neighborhood.
If you thought you were insulted today, tune in tomorrow for Pigs in Space!
And on the second and final day of the flight, this is how they woke up the astronauts on STS-2.
Well, Link, today is the day for the Columbia to end its mission.
I'm going to miss them. It was nice having company.
In a little while, they'll be re-entering the atmosphere of Mother Earth.
Well, I hope they've solved their problems with those heat tiles.
At least they've got tiles.
Yeah, we got shingles.
Who ever heard of putting shingles on a spaceship? It looks silly.
I think it's quaint. We look like a floating hunting lodge.
You'd love it, Joe Henry.
Anyway, we wish the Columbia happy landings. We will be staying here, in the outer reaches of space. Our mission is not complete.
Tell them why our mission is not complete.
Yeah, tell them why we're staying in space.
Well, it's because we don't know how to get down. Oh, Joe, Dick, which button do you push?
Well, it certainly isn't the cute little red one.
Hey, Joe, if I did a barrel roll to final, would that work?
Oh, help!
Be grateful that you don't have to tune in tomorrow for Pigs in Space!
Joe's second orbital spaceflight was as commander of the STS-51I mission, a seven-day flight launched on 1985, August the 27th. That mission was of particular interest as it deployed AUSSAT-1, Australia's first domestic communications satellite. As I noted, Joe Engel was the last surviving pilot of the X-15, so it is appropriate that we play Johnny Bond's 1965 song about the X-15 and its pilots.
About a race I had in the stratosphere. Old Joe had a real sick jet, I mean, and I flew a souped-up X-15. Now don't tune me out, I know what you're thinking. I ain't gonna bug you with no Hot Rod Lincoln. No, that was a long time ago by my granddad back in 1960. But now it's in 1997, we raced our jets next door to heaven. So if you're ready, I'll start at the top. Once I get going, I don't wanna stop. They fastened our jets underneath the wing of one of them big B-70 things. Lifted us up to 80,000 feet where the atmosphere and the stratosphere meet. Well, they cut us loose and we zoom away out. Broke the sound barrier, there's no doubt. Gave her the gun, heard the motors purr. Revved her up to 4,000 per. Okay, and that rocket of his was 2:30 when we left Nevada, now passing below Denver, Colorado. I noticed I was falling a little behind, so I thought I'd make this old turtle unwind. This little baby is sweeter than sweet at 144,000 feet. Now this X-15 is a going thing, got two little stubs, they call it a wing. Won't help much if your motor stalls. Hey, looky below, Niagara Falls. I kept going up on a 2-degree course. Old Joe kept coming, ain't riding no horse. I noticed my instruments making a commotion about the time we reached the Atlantic Ocean. Now along about here, supposed to turn them around and gather more speed as we angle them down. Something had happened, I heard a loud pop. Look out in time to see both motors stop. Now this little bit wasn't wrote in the script. When them jets went out, I nearly flipped. Cause when this dang thing starts to fall, it floats like a 2-ton cannonball. Wait just a minute, something wrong here. This thing ain't falling, going higher in the air. Faster and faster, the higher we go. How are we gonna get down? Man, I don't know. Well, we circle the Earth in 3 hours flat. Yes, I'm in orbit, no doubt about that. Here I sit, just circling in space. What's that? Don't ask me. I don't know who won the race.
G'day folks, John Williamson here, and this is Southern FM 88.3. Folks, get behind your community and your own radio station.